Blog Talk Radio.
I know who you are. You're the kind of guy who buys your day dinner at a gas station convenience store. I mean, you just bought $30 worth of gas. Your tank is now at about a quarter. And you have a few dollars and a pocket full of change. Hey, it's dinner time. You walk over and look at the food on those rollers. Damn, those corn dogs look good. Well, bucko, they're not. So sit back. Enjoy your show with that withered taquito. You're on Eat Me. I'm John Guy.
And I'm Peg Palmer.
And Eli is sick as a dog from something he ate. Probably, let's hope it's not roller food, Peggy.
I know. I hope not. I hope it isn't some kind of possum or something that they found alongside the road. But I'm confident you like probably about something.
Yeah, Lord only knows. I mean, Eli's got a strong constitution, but evidently not as strong as he needed. And so he will not be joining us, but wait for it. We do have an open line, and we'd love to hear from people. We really would, simply due to the fact that, it's a long show. And, I mean, 30 minutes of just talking. I mean, Peggy and I, we've known each other for a while, but still, 30 minutes, that's some time to kill. What was the worst thing that you ate this week, Peggy?
I didn't really have anything too weird this week. I did try the pulled pork with the coleslaw when I was in North Carolina, which was delicious. That was good.
Actually, almost anything with coleslaw on it is pretty damn good. Studio line for people that want to come and join us, and bless your hearts, we would love that, is 347-205-9631. And when you call that number, you will hit our producer, Mark Mancini. We are a part of Mancini Productions. Peggy, I'm going to be going up to Winslow, Arizona for the weekend tomorrow. And
cool.
It'll be interesting to see what kind of food that I'm going to be able to get there on Route 66 while standing on a corner. I'm hoping I don't have to eat at a convenience store, but who knows?
Do they have Wawa?
That sounds dirty.
Wawa
and Sheets and all the the roller people. No, out here in Arizona, we have Circle K and Quick Trip. Those are our roller food destinations. And quite honestly, I'm semi-addicted to the corn dogs there at Quick Trip, but they have been disappointing me of late. I don't know. You need to put something on the corn dog to make it more palatable, I guess. If you're out there, listeners, give us a call. Tell us what you put on your corn dogs when you buy it at a convenience store, because you're too damn cheap to go to a restaurant, just like we are. Peggy, you were talking about Jell-O shots earlier.
Yeah, they don't have them at most convenience stores these days, but there might be a market for them. You never know.
Yeah. In West Virginia, you can go to any convenience store in the state and purchase pepperoni rolls. That's just everywhere. Absolutely everywhere.
What's on a pepperoni roll? Just pepperoni?
Well, they put a pepperoni stick, kind of like a Slim Jim kind of thing going on, and they put it into dough, and then they bake it. And when you bake the breadstick, what happens is the pepperoni roll emits its wonderful oils. And, pepperoni oil. Can't ask for something better than that.
Are they on rollers? Bake them on rollers like hot dogs? Or are they like in an oven?
You can do that. The better establishments will have them, you know, maybe behind the counter. They won't be that obvious, like on a roller. But, you know, again, it's West Virginia.
So they have pepperoni rolls and Playboy magazines behind the counter. Is that right?
Pretty much. And you can get, on roller food, you can get the hot dogs, of course.
How long does a hot dog last on a roller cooker? I mean, do they start them in the morning and cook them all day?
And then they wither. They get grossly wrinkled. And they start turning blackish color, similar to death. And you've got this roller food that's been there for, 12 hours maybe. And my stepdaughter likes to call them witch's fingers. That's what they look like. They look like a little shriveled witch's finger, and you put that in the bun. And now in West Virginia, you got to put the chili sauce and the coleslaw on the witch's finger.
Well, that kind of counteracts the grossness of the witch's fingers. I like hot dogs that are really overcooked myself. I like them when they're just plump and dark and well-baked or well...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Before they turn into witch's fingers.
Yes. And I like to cook on a stick outside over fire. It's the best way to cook them.
Yeah. I mean, it's... roller food, you've got the food pyramid, Peggy. I used to have to teach this in Head Start. The very top, the little top tip of the food pyramid is cottage cheese, I would tell my children.
Cottage cheese?
I pretty much... think the cottage cheese and Ritz crackers are nature's most perfect foods.
Really?
Yeah. And then down below, you've got your roller foods and your cakes and pastries. And I must admit, Walmart 50-cent pies.
Oh, yeah, Walmart pies.
Walmart pies, 50 cents.
They have pecan pies, the little pecan pies, and you can sneak them in.
They do.
Yeah, you don't have to feel a guilty pie, you know. It's about right for a couple bites when nobody can see that you're actually eating a whole pecan pie by yourself. but I wouldn't do that.
How many pecans are in one of those?
I wouldn't. We should have a contest for that. You know, like how many pecans would fit in one of those? Not very many, I don't think.
I'm gonna be the DJ. I'm gonna be the master of ceremonies up in Winslow, Arizona. And
for what?
That's going for the baseball tournament that we're having up there.
Uh huh.
We have a baseball tournament, and I announce it, and then in between innings, et cetera, then I have to entertain the crowd.
Fine.
What we will be doing is we will be utilizing spam.
Oh.
I did a hockey game in York, Pennsylvania, and the theme that night was "We're cheap and you love it" night, and we gave away potted meat food products and spam and those little tiny shrimp. I don't think they're actually shrimp. I think that they're sea monkeys, but
I think they might prove it.
You know, they go, oh, that's salad shrimp. And I'm thinking, no, that's sea monkeys. That's what that is poured all over. But,
yeah.
Remember the good old days when you could get sea monkeys? Oh, man.
Yeah.
I wonder what a cooked sea monkey would taste like. Would it taste like a monkey, or would it taste like an aquatic creature?
We've had a bunch of sea monkey kits at various times that the kids like to play with, you know, and you'd put these little things in the water, and then they would start kind of moving around, and they were very small. They probably are like extra large sea monkeys in those salads.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. If
you don't know if it's hydrated or what, you know, because you put them in the water, the little sea monkey aquarium.
The comic books used to have the sea monkeys doing things, like riding bicycles and walking on tight ropes. That's what the comic books had the sea monkeys doing. And so every kid under the age of 12 thought, oh, cool. I can have a sea monkey that can ride a bicycle. So they quick send their $1.98 in or $2.49 or whatever. And they're horribly disappointed when a little pack of shriveled up what appears to be dead sea monkeys arrive in the mail.
Yeah, and then you put them in the... They come in a little aquarium kind of thing, and you put them in water, and then they sort of come to life, which I don't understand how that happens either. But they always, in the comic books, they always had like little like hats on them, like they were little, you know, entertaining creatures like escaped from Dr. Seuss' book or something.
Where does someone who eats roller food and possum and horrible, horrible stuff like we talk about every week. First of all, how did they get the bicycle into the aquarium?
I don't know. It was always like a circus, like you thought that it was a circus or something in there, but it's just water in a little plastic thing.
Where do they buy their hats? Is there a store that we don't know about?
I think you can get them on Etsy. You think?
I don't know.
Somebody probably makes them. I had a friend who actually was a trainer in a flea circus. They actually had a flea circus that they trained the fleas to do little tricks and stuff. And they had like a magnifier thing so people could see the fleas doing tricks. It was a very interesting job that he had there for a while.
How do you get into work like that, I wonder?
I think you need those artsy creative people who somehow figure it out. But you never know. Circuses have almost anything. So they used to, but they don't really have circuses anymore.
Well, we're going to be serving the baseball fans of Winslow, Arizona, some pretty crappy food just to see if they'll eat it. It'll be like a dare.
Well, there'd be like spam on a stick.
Oh, I mean, we had up in York, Pennsylvania, we had horrible, horrible things that people gleefully ate for no real reason except for the fact I told them to eat it, I guess. I don't know.
Are they putting
when it comes to food, you can tell the truth all you want, and people will still eat it. You can tell them that it's going to kill them. They'll eat it. Look at those people who go to the Japanese restaurants, and they eat, what is it? They eat one kind of fish that if you eat the wrong part of it, you die immediately. I mean, people will eat just about anything, especially on a dare or if they're drunk off their asses. Either way, you're going to see someone eat something that you've never seen before.
Mm.
I mean, would you eat a mole?
Would I eat a what?
A mole.
A mole? No.
Yeah, they're in your yard. They're digging around. They pop up here and there. They don't have hats like sea monkeys, so you can tell them apart. But,
I used to have cats who would go out when I lived on a little farm, and the cats would go out and catch mice and bring them in and just leave them sort of semi-cats on the floor.
They're gifts. Yeah. But here's the thing. Nobody ever ate the mouse. Not even the cats, usually. Once they catch it and bring it to you, they're done. They're waiting for their kibbles and bits or whatever. So my question becomes, who eats rats?
Rats? You know, this is going to be kind of weird, but I used to work at the University of Minnesota Morris, and a good friend of ours was a psychologist who did research using rats. And they used to have an annual rat barbecue of the lab rats. It sounded that great, but maybe with a lot of coleslaw.
No. You put a cream sauce on it, and really almost anything is edible with a cream sauce. That's my theory, at least. I was stationed in the Army at a place called Fort Detrick, Maryland, which Stephen King made somewhat famous with his book and subsequent motion picture, The Stand. It all originated at Fort Detrick, and we did medical experiments, and we would have annual monkey roasts.
Ew. Where did they get the monkeys from?
They were the lab monkeys that they would test. They would give the monkey, yellow fever, dengue fever, something. something that goes with the word fever. And at that point, I don't know, after they were, I don't know how safe they were. We were the army post that created napalm.
Really? Napalm monkeys? They practice them at...
Movies. Yeah. We were the wonderful army post that let loose LSD in the New York City subway system just to see what it would do to a population, an unsuspecting population.
Ah. Well, that sounds pretty creepy.
Well, it was the New York subway system, number one, which is creepy to begin with. And then, number two, probably some of the people functioned better on LSD than they did when they weren't on LSD, it being New York City. But no, we ran those experiments. Then we would have a monkey roast. Monkey roast. I had a friend of mine that went to Guatemala and had monkey on a stick.
Monkey on a stick doesn't sound too good. Mark's
anything on a stick, as we all know, is good. Anything on a stick.
Bam, monkey.
You can't find anything bad that's on a stick. I'm pretty damn sure. Now, I'm eating a bowl of ramen noodles as we are speaking, and it sort of, talk about a cheap experience. You have broth and noodles, and that's it. It's really... I only paid $1 for it, but all those people out there that are listening that swear by ramen noodles, you're our kind of people. You're really...
We got somebody who is outside of Phillips 66 drinking some cold Billy beers. Did you see that from Mark? Yeah.
No.
And we have to say hi to Caroline from Denton, Texas.
We don't have to, but we will.
We will, definitely.
Yeah, I don't like to be forced into anything, really, but it's just me. But, yeah, we'll say hi to her. What the hell? How come she's not calling us? How come none of these people are calling us and telling us that they once ate a raccoon or something silly, huh?
One guy said he ate a dead dog. Oh, that's really kind of creepy. Ate a dead dog?
I guess.
Not good.
No. You've got to be really hungry. But then again, I digress. We are missing out on the Donner Party.
They had all those people and have that festival of dogs, which is kind of creepy also. Anyway.
Well, I wish someone would call in so that we could berate them on the phone and basically make them part of us and, you know, talk to them about horrible, horrible food.
Well, we have 237 people listening to us. Isn't that amazing? 237.
What does that say about our country at large, you know? There are 237 people who are out of work and have nothing to do and are sitting around. They're eating a banquet TV dinner and listening to... listening to us talk about monkeys and dead dogs. I don't get it. You would think they could find something better to do.
Well, we've been talking about
sea monkeys, for Christ's sake.
You could put sea monkeys in your ramen noodles and you wouldn't even notice they were there, I bet.
Well, that's not necessarily true because they have hats, as you have so mentioned. And so I can pick them out because according to my co-host, they wear hats. So I could find them in my noodles. Now, it's the ones that are bald and don't wear hats. Those are the ones that are sneaky.
Nothing worse than a sea monkey. You could probably sneak one of those sea monkeys into your Winslow, Arizona food desk smorgasbord that you're having there with the spam and all.
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna stop and get, you know, but I'm not gonna get spam. No. First of all, a spam comes in God knows how many different flavors. That's number one. Oh yeah.
And they have chocolate.
Well, they don't have chocolate spam, I guess, but you know, spam flavors. You go into Walmart, which is probably the leading seller of spam, and you can get, oh my good, what the hell, spam Hawaiian skillet. Oh, that sounds good. Well, you've got spam light, spam less sodium, spam with real bacon, spam oven roasted turkey, hickory smoked spam, hot and spicy, jalapeno spam, teriyaki spam, but my favorite would have to be the spam with Portuguese sausage seasoning. I don't even know what spam with tocino seasoning is. T-O-C-I-N-O. Tocino. Not a clue.
Sam from Germantown, Pennsylvania says there's been an Eli sighting and they just saw him leave Dunkin' Donuts with jelly all over his face.
Oh, those policemen, they are so predictable, you know? They are so predictable. They bow out, they give you some cockamamie excuse, and they head down to Dunkin' Donuts, yeah. That's pretty much the way of the police department, you betcha.
You got away on a bicycle, I bet.
Hot and spicy spam or jalapeno spam, or no, I should get the spam with Portuguese sausage seasoning, right? Oh my God, it got 4.5 stars. Well, I didn't know Portugal was that famous for sausages. Anyway, we're running out of time, Peggy.
Isn't
life wonderful? It is. I want to thank everybody for joining us, even if it was only momentarily. We'll be back again next Thursday, and we'll be talking about crappy food because that's what we do. We eat it, and we talk about it. So hopefully I'm going to find something obscenely obscure up in Winslow, and I'll eat it. But until next Thursday, I'm John Guy saying, keep well. Don't be like Eli and get food poisoning at a Dunkin' Donuts.
And I'm Peg Palmer. I just keep those jelly shots coming. Have a great evening.
Bye. Bye-bye now.
Bye.